Welcome back to In Depth With. I'm Richard Price, CEO of Academia EDU, and today we're diving into a fascinating paper called Vibration Exposure and Biodynamic Responses During Whole Body Vibration Training, authored by Chuck Lane and his colleagues. Remember, as always, I'm presenting this work neutrally, not personally endorsing it, just sharing what the research says so we can all learn together. All right, so whole body vibration training, or WBVT, is getting a lot of buzz lately, right? You see these platforms at gyms, physical therapy clinics, even home setups now. But here's the $1 million or maybe muscle dollar question. Is it actually safe? And how does the body really respond when we expose ourselves to this kind of vibration routinely? That's the core question this paper by Chuck Lane and his team is addressing. They're asking, when people intentionally use WBVT to, you know, gain muscle strength, boost bone density, reduce back pain, or just improve quality of life, are we exposing ourselves to potentially harmful levels of vibration? Why do we care? Because, well, excessive and chronic exposure to whole body vibration, think truck drivers, heavy machinery operators, has been linked to pretty bad stuff like spinal injuries, digestive issues, even hearing and vision loss. So understanding these risks in the context of exercise is, I mean, just super important. So what did Chuck Lane's group actually do? They took a group of 16 healthy men and women and had them do slow, unloaded squats. Imagine squatting up and down slowly on two types of vibration platforms. One type gave simultaneous vertical vibrations to both feet. They call that VV, for vertical vibration. The other type alternated between feet, which they called RV, or rotational vibration. The researchers measured a bunch of things, like how much the head shook, how much force shot through the joints, and crucially, something called estimated vibration dose value, or EVDV. Basically, EVDV is a single number that sums up how much vibration your body absorbs, kind of like a step counter for vibration, but not at all like a step counter, if that makes sense. Hope you're with me. Now, what did they actually find? Here's where things get pretty eye-opening. First, when participants used either type of platform for what would be a standard training session, about 10 minutes at 30 hertz, 4 millimeters amplitude, the amount of vibration absorbed exceeded the maximum safe level as defined by the ISO 263111 standard. That's the international safety guideline for vibration exposure. Yep, both kinds exceeded it. The risk was higher with vertical vibration than rotational, and the risk also depended on your squat stance. Holding a half squat, meaning your knees are bent but you're not all the way up or all the way down, reduced the risk compared to doing full squats or standing upright. So, to summarize some of the core insights, both types of platforms, rotational and vertical, delivered more vibration exposure than the ISO recommends when used for a typical session. The design of the machine mattered. Vertical vibration sent more energy through the head and spine than the alternating foot-to-foot rotational version. How deeply you squatted also made a big difference. More knee bend during squats actually reduced the transmission of vibration to the head and upper body. Less knee bend, more risk. Who knew, right? Head acceleration, basically how much your brain is jostled, was higher during vertical vibration than rotational at all knee angles. The difference got even more pronounced the straighter the knees. Yikes. Okay, quick digression here. I was just thinking, it's kind of wild how something as simple as changing your knee angle can be a big factor in safety. I mean, if someone told me as a kid that bend your knees would one day be life advice, I probably wouldn't have believed them. Anyway, back to the science. One big takeaway for you as a listener is, if you're thinking about using these vibration machines, or you already do, it's worth considering how long you use them, how deep you squat, and which kind of machine you use. But just remember, I'm sharing what the paper found, not saying this is the absolute truth, okay? Science is always about questioning, exploring, and updating our knowledge. The authors themselves conclude by urging caution, especially since the long-term risks of whole-body vibration training haven't really been studied enough. If you have joint issues, back problems, or other risk factors, it's maybe time to check with a healthcare professional and, you know, just pause for a minute before hopping on those platforms. And the bottom line, academic research, like this study from Chuck Lane's group, is always a starting point, not an end point. A single paper doesn't give us the answer. It just helps us ask better questions and hopefully make smarter decisions. Sometimes the answers aren't cut and dried, and that's okay. Thanks for tuning in to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, reminding you that knowledge isn't about certainty, it's about curiosity. Until next time, stay curious and, well, maybe a little wobbly, but in a good way.